All right, so talk about bad timing and a bad plan. Here's bad timing and a bad plan. Amnesty for all. That apparently is one of the ideas being foisted by the Biden administration and being carried around as a possibility. Amnesty for anybody who's here illegally but is married to an American citizen and barred from receiving a green card. Now, would that make any sense to you right now as we look around as to what's happening on these college campuses? Would it? No, of course it would not. This is a bad time for that. All right, we're going to check with David Zier. Is that what we're going to do? We're going to check with David Zier here real quickly. He is out in Manhattan waiting for Donald Trump to arrive in his motorcade on his way back to the courtroom today. David, any update as to where the president, former president, might be?
That's imminent. I don't have an exact time for you. It should be in a couple of minutes here. We're at 48th and Park, like we were saying before, with all these construction workers, union construction workers in New York City. But we're right outside the J.P. Morgan building here on 48th and Park. There's a major renovation going on in the building, on the site. They've been here since 3 a.m. working. So when we pulled up at about 4 a.m., they were here. And, you know, these workers are working on this project as well as others. But Trump is expected to make remarks. Probably about a lot of things, the trial, the protests in the city, and I will ask him about, you know, this assistant police chief who had to barricade himself inside an NYU building.
Unbelievable.
The police have to be on the run, an out-of-control city here.
Yeah.
But Trump has a plan to rescue America's industrial base, to ban Chinese and foreign ownership of U.S. critical infrastructure, restore America's energy independence, job-killing EV mandates, and he talks in his notes here about the UAW workers support him, and he's going to pass a reciprocal trade act. That Biden is skirting the tariffs that Trump put into place.
What is remarkable,
Trump,
David?
Will revoke China's.
What is remarkable for me sitting here watching crowd gather? The crowd gets larger. And this is what Donald Trump has been reduced to for campaigning. It's before and after court. It's Wednesdays. By the way, I'll let people know it's been confirmed now that Donald Trump will be holding a rally at an airport just north of Saginaw, Michigan, in Freeland, I believe it is, coming next Wednesday, the 1st of May. He'll be in Michigan for a campaign stop because he's winning in Michigan, as he is in all the swing states currently. If the election were today, despite all of this and the circus atmosphere in Manhattan, it's not damaging him in the polls, David. So, all right, David, we're going to leave it there for a moment. We'll keep an eye on it, see when he wheels in. And when he wheels in, we'll wheel the cameras back over to Manhattan and David's ear and watch and see what Donald Trump has to say to the faithful that are gathered there this morning. Obviously, it's early in New York City. They're there. They want to hear what the former president has to say, and they're ready for it. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, embattled to say the least, says it's time for the president of Colombia to resign amid all of this chaos and this mob rules and this verge of violence that we sit on. Here he is.
Sadly, Colombia's administrators have chosen to let the threats, the fear, and the intimidation of the mob rule to overtake American principles like free speech and the free exchange of ideas and the free exercise of religion. They have co-opted First Amendment arguments to protect genocide and to elevate the voices of anti-Semitism. They have proven themselves to be incapable of achieving their basic responsibility, which is keeping students safe. We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks. Those who are perpetrating this violence should be arrested. And I'm here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos. As Speaker of the House, I am committing today that the Congress will not be silent as Jewish students are expected to run for their lives and stay home from their classes hiding in fear. In the House of Representatives, we've already acted to address anti-Semitism on campuses. We have passed a number of statutes to address this matter, and we call upon the U.S. Senate to act upon our legislation.
All right, and act upon this legislation. There's Mike Johnson planting his flag, hoping to hang on to the gavel. He plants the flag, hoping to hang on to the gavel because he is certainly embattled. Meanwhile, over on CNN, Juliet Kayham says the colleges must allow the anti-Jewish protest because those supporting terrorists are passionate. They're enthusiastic. So therefore, we should let them continue to propagate hate, to fight the police. Apparently, listen to what she says.
And so colleges and universities have to do three things, and I'm pretty clear about this. One is they do have to allow space for students to protest. I said you got to give them an outlet. The students are allowed to protest. This should not be a shock to anyone with teenagers or young adult children. They have strong feelings and they're passionate, because if you just immediately go to arrest, it's going to cause, I think, some of the what we're seeing on air, which is nothing's happening and then lots is happening. You want to give students space, as long as you're protecting students who want to go to classes, Jewish students, if they're targeted. The second is you have to have off ramps. You have to, in terms of these colleges and universities, you've got to give students rules about what they are and are not allowed to do. Maybe this happened at USC, but they have to be clear about, yes, you can protest. No, you can't block a building. And this is what's going to happen if you block a building. And then third is, of course, then is exert your outcomes, right? I mean, in other words, these kids who are violating these rules, these students, then have some sort of punishment. And whether you need the police or something less than that is each college and university's decision.
But we have to give them a space, a safe space. We do? Apparently. That's what she claims. I would strongly disagree with that point of view. We are on the verge of the summer of hate, my friends. I tell you again, we're on the verge of the summer of hate. It'll be worse than 2020. The fuse has been lit, the cast made of the die. Yes, here we go. We'll take a break. Watching for Donald Trump in Manhattan. We'll go to him live when he stops to give remarks to those gathered on this Thursday morning. I'll be back.